It's a rare dream on Capitol Hill, a bipartisan bill on a controversial subject.
Republican Orrin Hatch and Democrat Dick Durbin wrote it, but it has support in high places.
Something that we can do immediately that I think is very important is to pass the DREAM Act, which allows children who, through no fault of their own, are here but have essentially grown up as Americans, allow them the opportunity for higher education. I do not want two classes of citizens in this country. I want everybody to prosper. That's going to be a top priority.
That's candidate Barack Obama. Can the president get the DREAM Act passed?
Sweet dream, baby.
For most children of illegals, it's the sweetest dream of all. A college education, a path to citizenship.
A dream, a vision, but for some it's a nightmare.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, July 21st, and I'm joined by Todd Zwillick, who is filling in for John all this week. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And I want to continue this conversation about the DREAM Act. We're joined now by Will Suarez. He's a temporary resident from Peru, and he's getting ready to enter the University of Kansas. Will, you, as I understand, you have temporary status in the U.S. because your parents applied for asylum. You went to high school here. You graduated at the top of your class. Why were you? Did you struggle to get into college?
I struggled because of my temporary immigration status. Because of that, it was difficult to apply to colleges. Some of them would make me apply as an international student, even though I wasn't. And because of that, you know, I couldn't receive scholarships. I couldn't apply for financial aid. And that made it extremely difficult to be able to attend a college or university.
Are you in danger of deportation?
I don't know that. I don't think so. But I don't know. I actually don't know if I risk deportation or not.
Will Suarez, we're going to talk more with you about this in just a moment.
Now let's get a check on the morning's top news. The end may be near for the Gulf oil leak. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the first relief well should reach the leak site by the weekend. That means the oil could be plugged for good within 2 weeks. As for the leaks around the wellhead now, we told you about yesterday. The Admiral says they're nothing to worry about.
We have 5 very small leaks in and around the blowout preventer and the stack itself, not unlike an oil leak you might have in your car. Very small drips, I would say. We don't consider them consequential.
The cleanup, though, could take years, will take years. It could take generations. Millions of Americans are a step away, meanwhile, from getting their unemployment benefits back. The Senate is expected to pass the extension today after Democrats overcame a Republican filibuster yesterday. And President Obama will sign the financial regulatory overhaul into law this morning.
Staying in the Capitol, the Senate Judiciary Committee approved Elena Kagan to be the next Supreme Court Justice. Only one Republican, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, voted for Kagan. Most senators believe she'll sail through her confirmation. And the fallout continues in the firing of U.S. Department of Agriculture employee Shirley Sherrod. She was fired after a portion of a video was released that apparently showed her making derogatory comments about a white farmer. However, she explained in comments she made with us that she actually, in the end, helped that white farmer, and the white farmer has come and family has come out to support her. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says he'll reconsider the decision to ask for her resignation. And it could be the first step in making Oakland, California, the Silicon Valley of pot. The city council there approved a plan last night to set up 4 industrial-sized marijuana factories. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 10,229, the S&P at 1,083, and the NASDAQ at 2,222. Coming up later this hour, we're going to hear the story about one of the first white players in the Negro Leagues. The story of Jerry Kraft is coming up.
And in a few minutes, we talk more about the thousands of undocumented U.S. residents looking to get a higher education through the DREAM Act. That's coming up in just a minute.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.